This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. If you've not heard the news yet, everyone is now projecting that Donald Trump will, in fact, be the 47th president of the United States of America. But the real question is, do you want to win tickets to see Pentatonix?
Yep.
Rebecca's from Norway. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
You're a fifth grade teacher.
I am.
So I feel like you have a good understanding of what our youth know and don't know about what's going on in current events.
I hope so.
All right. My son Barrett will be 14 years old in 2 weeks, Kennedy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Eighth grade. So I decided to ask him some questions last night about the presidential race. I'm going to give you the question, and then you have to guess if Barrett will know the answer to the question. Are you ready, Rebecca, for the first one?
I am ready.
Which person represents the Republican Party and which person represents the Democratic Party?
I feel like that's a softball for the first one. Do you think you'll know the answer to that?
I do.
Kamala is Democratic and, well, and Trump is Republican.
I literally just cannot get over his voice. Freaks me out every time.
What did Barrett say sounds different these days?
It's got a deeper voice than you do, Carson.
All right, here's the next one I asked Barrett.
How do they count votes?
Huh?
How do they count votes?
Like by hand?
I don't think he'll know this one.
I don't think a lot of adults know this one.
I don't. That question is so.
They actually count them by hand, and then they also use computers to count them.
Oh, machines and like computers.
Oh, okay.
That is incorrect. They count some of them. They count by hand, and some of them they count by computers. Here's the third question I asked Barrett.
Who are the two vice presidential candidates for the Republican and Democratic Party?
Ooh. Ooh, this one's tough. I don't think he's going to know.
Vance.
And the other person?
Oh, wait, you got that one right. I was impressed he knew one of them. All right, here's the third one. Take a listen.
How many candidates are running for president?
Ooh. Ooh. No, I don't think he's going to know this.
Like four?
That is correct. There are four candidates running for president, Kennedy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Now, there was like 24 that got write-ins or whatever, but there were only four that were allowed to officially be on the ballot.
Rebecca, you don't have enough faith in the youth.
I guess I don't.
All right, take a listen to this one.
Explain the Electoral College. How does it work?
Oof.
Like trash. What?
I don't think he knows this, because I don't think most Americans know this.
Okay, so there's a popular vote, and then the Electoral College, which is like the other vote. In different states, there are a different amount of politicians that have their own votes. In California, they have 54 votes, which is 54 different politicians of different titles.
I don't know that they're politicians. I think they're politicians. They're not. They're just part of the Electoral College.
They're part of the Electoral College. If there are more votes leaning towards one party, then that state wins, either Republican or Democrat. That's why you see like the maps with the blue and the red, because whatever state has the most votes going towards like Democrat will be that state wins.
I think he got that one right. I feel like he explained that one.
I think he did, too.
Yeah, I thought he did pretty well on that one.
Let's go, Barrett.
Nice job.
Proud of my boy.
All right. He's got good teachers.
And here is the last one.
Are either candidates allowed to challenge the results?
I think he knows this.
Yeah.
How?
By going on Twitter and saying it's wrong.
Ha! 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 Yep!
Yeah.
How?
By going on Twitter and saying it's wrong.
Many aura points.
I mean,
many aura points.
Yes. He has the Riz, Kennedy.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, I think
Sigma.
Barrett has a pretty good understanding of what is going on in the world, and I'm impressed by that. Well, I think you did really well on that too, Rebecca. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You got yourself a pair of tickets, or excuse me, four tickets to go see Pentatonix on November 19th at the DCU Center. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. So you enjoy that show.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
I would have loved to have asked an adult like outside the polling place who just voted the same exact questions as like a control.
Right.
To see how many the average adult knows compared to Barrett.
Yeah, I think he
would have won.
Yes, I think so too.
Agreed. Mm. Agreed.
Yes. And thank you for teaching our children so well, Rebecca, being a fifth grade teacher.
Thank you so much. Your son has great teachers too. Oh,
that's great. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.